Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Boy, what a Friday, June 13th it was. Geopolitical jitters really seem to take the driver's seat, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. That fear of missing out or FOMO that we've seen, it got completely overshadowed by concerns over the Israel-Iran situation escalating over the weekend. The S&P 500 shed about 1.1%, dragging it down 0.4% for the week.
And the Russell 2000 and Dow didn't fare any better, both down about 1.5% for the week. It felt like the market started on edge right from the open.
It did. News of Israel striking Iranian nuclear facilities overnight sent oil spiking and stocks tumbling. There was this brief, almost honey badger-like resilience in the morning, where the S&P 500 clawed back more than half its losses.
But that didn't last, did it?
No. Renewed selling pressure hit hard. Reports that Iranian officials bailed on Sunday's nuclear talks, and then Iran firing missiles at Israel. Well, that pretty much dashed hopes for a calm weekend.
So let's talk sectors. Where was the pain most acute?
Financials took a beating, down over 2%, and technology wasn't far behind, off 1.5%. Within financials, the payment processors like Visa, PayPal, and MasterCard got hammered. Visa was down a hefty 5%.
What was driving that specific weakness in payments?
Concerns that retail giants Amazon and Walmart might issue their own stablecoins. The Wall Street Journal reported that could happen in the near future, and that's a direct threat to the traditional payment rails.
Interesting. And in tech, what was the story? I heard chip makers were weak.
That's right. The PHLX Semiconductor Index dropped 2.6% on Friday, mostly profit-taking after a strong week. It still finished up 1.5% for the week, though. But there were some bright spots in tech. Solar names like Enphase and First Solar bucked the trend, both up nicely.
And Oracle, that just keeps running, doesn't it?
Oracle was a standout, up another 7.7%, hitting a fresh record high. That post-earnings rally has serious legs. Also, select defense stocks like Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin showed relative strength, as you'd expect, with rising tensions.
But the real sector winner was energy, right?
By a mile. Up 1.7% on the day, extending its weekly gain to a massive 5.7%. Crude oil itself leaped 7.5% on Friday to over $73 a barrel. For the week, oil was up over 13%.
Wow, that's a huge move. And that has to be feeding into inflation fears, impacting treasuries.
Precisely. The 10-year yield climbed 7 basis points to 4.42%. It's fascinating because this happened even as the preliminary University of Michigan consumer sentiment data showed a drop in year-ahead inflation expectations.
So the immediate geopolitical risk and oil spike are outweighing softer inflation sentiment for now. What's on the economic calendar for Monday?
It's a light start to the week. We've got the Empire State Manufacturing Survey for June at 8:30 Eastern Time. The consensus is looking for a slight improvement, but still in contractionary territory at -6.6.
Got it. Now, there was one stock that really cratered on Friday. ProS Holdings. What on earth happened there?
Oh, ProS Holdings, ticker PRO, was an absolute disaster. Down nearly 13% on Friday, and that capped a 16% plunge for the week. The main culprit was a debt restructuring announcement.
Debt restructuring? That sounds ominous.
It can be. They're exchanging about $187 million of their 2027 convertible notes for $185 million in new 2030 notes. While the company might spin it as proactive balance sheet management, investors clearly saw it as a sign of potential cash flow or liquidity problems.
And the fact that they reaffirmed Q2 guidance didn't help.
Not a bit. The market's looking past that. Add to it the risk of future equity dilution from these convertible notes. Very tight operating cash flow, just $1.2 million in Q1, barely covering interest, and a disappointing Q1 report with soft Q2 guidance previously. It's a grim picture.
Yikes. Anything else piling on?
Unfortunately, yes. Recent executive shakeups are raising concerns about leadership stability. They just named a new CEO, Jeff Cotton, on May 1st, and the chief revenue officer, Todd McNabb, also parted ways with the company. It's a confluence of really negative factors.
Sounds like a show-me story if there ever was one. Shifting to earnings, any notable reports?
Adobe, ticker ADBE, was a clear positive. They beat on earnings and revenue, guided Q3 EPS above consensus, and raised their full-year 2025 guidance. That's what you like to see.
Definitely. Any others?
RH, formerly Restoration Hardware, beat on EPS but missed slightly on revenues, and guided Q2 revenues below consensus, so a more mixed picture there.
Okay, let's scan some of the broader news. Anything jump out?
Well, Elon Musk's XAI securing $250 million in investments from VCs is significant. Also, following that feud with President Trump, the role of Musk's SpaceX in the new Golden Dome missile shield system is now apparently in question, according to Reuters.
Always something with Musk. What else?
The Federal Reserve announced that bank stress test results will be out on Friday, June 27th. And Amazon is restructuring its health division, another push into that lucrative market. Apple's Siri upgrade is reportedly delayed until spring of 2026. Lots of moving parts.
Indeed. Now, I'm curious to get the quantitative take. Some of the AI-driven analysis we look at. What's it saying about SPY and QQQ after Friday's close?
The analysis of SPY and QQQ intraday bars shows consolidation with a slight upward bias. Volume surged in the most recent bars, which could indicate buying interest, and prices are holding above short-term moving averages. So from that pure price action perspective, it's cautiously bullish for the indices.
And is VXX, the volatility index, confirming that?
Yes, VXX showed a decline in recent sessions, suggesting reduced market volatility and increased investor confidence, which generally supports a bullish narrative for CY and QQQ.
What about sector strength from that quantitative view over the last 30 days?
Technology, XLK, continues to show strength. Financials, XLF, showing resilience. Healthcare, XLV, demonstrating relative strength with a steady climb. And industrials, XLI, also indicating moderate strength. This rotation towards tech and financials is often seen as a risk-on signal.
That's interesting, because another AI-driven report I saw for Friday was tagged cautiously bearish, noting a buying versus selling imbalance of 150 buying programs to 190 selling. How do you square those two takes?
That's a great point. It really highlights the complexity right now. While the primary technical indicators for the indices themselves might look constructive, the internal market dynamics, like that buy/sell imbalance, can flash a warning. The percent of stocks over their 50-day moving average was bullish, but with a note of caution. It suggests that while the generals, the indices, might be holding up, some of the troops could be struggling underneath. And with geopolitical headlines like we have, sentiment can shift on a dime, overriding purely technical signals.
So a bit of a tug of war in the data. Let's get tactical. For traders looking at continuation plays, Microsoft MSFT was flagged. Any other names standing out for potential follow-through?
MSFT is always a core holding for many. But looking at specific continuation setups, Regeneron, ticker REGN, looks very interesting. It showed strong bullish engulfing patterns and a significant volume increase. Alnylam, ALNY, is breaking recent highs with volume confirmation. And Palantir, PLTR, has been in a consistent uptrend, possibly with institutional buying signals.
Let's drill down on Regeneron. What are some key levels traders should watch?
For REGN, support around 5.2631 is key. If it can break above resistance at 5.2955, the price targets would be around 5.30 and then potentially 5.3520. A stop loss could be considered below 5.2314.
Okay, good detail there. Now, how about stocks that are coiled for a potential breakout? The anticipation setups. Palantir, PLTR, came up there as well.
Yes, PLTR is fascinating because it's showing characteristics of both continuation and anticipation. For other anticipation plays, Navitas Semiconductor, NVTS, has seen a recent uptick in trading volume and price appreciation, suggesting a positive shift. Cisco, CSCO, has also shown consistent bullish patterns with increased buying volume.
And for Navitas, NVTS, what's the setup look like?
For NVTS, traders might look for support near $7.30. Resistance is around $7.50. If it can clear that, the next target could be $7.55. A stop loss could be placed below $7.20.
All right, let's do a quick round of analyst actions. Any significant upgrades that caught your eye?
Oracle, ORCL, stands out again. It was upgraded to outperform from market perform at BMO Capital, with a new target of $235. DocuSign, Docu, and Zscaler ZS also received upgrades at Wells Fargo, which is noteworthy.
And on the flip side, any notable downgrades?
McDonald's NCD was downgraded to hold from buy at Argus. Sherwin-Williams, SHW, got a neutral nod from Citigroup, and United Rentals, URI, was cut to neutral at Redburn Atlantic.
So as we wrap up our look at a very eventful Friday, June 13th, and head into next week, what are the key takeaways for traders?
Number one, geopolitics is firmly in the driver's seat. The Israel-Iran situation will dictate short-term sentiment. Number two, watch oil prices like a hawk. They're a key inflation and market input right now. Three, tech and energy remain crucial sectors to monitor for leadership or continued volatility. And finally, despite the broader selling pressure, some individual names are setting up constructively, as we discussed. The main advice is to stay nimble and manage risk very carefully, especially with these kinds of geopolitical headlines flying.
Excellent insights, as always. Thanks for breaking down this complex market picture. And a big thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll catch you next time. Have a great trading day ahead.